Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But right now we're joined by Joe DeGeneva. He's a legal analyst and a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Joe, a lot of hearings this week on this issue of Russia. What are you looking out for?
Full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. You are watching the evolution of Washington farce. Jared Kushner's statement is complete and thorough. I'm sure it's been vetted by his lawyers and would not have been put forth had it not been so. I think we're at a strange place in this evolving so-called scandal, and that is that all of this testimony is going to occur. Nothing will come of it. And we will be back where we were at the beginning of this, which is an effort to get some work done in this city. But we have to go through this ritual. And, of course, everybody is doing their job.
And then do you have faith in Robert Mueller? There's some reports over the weekend that that he's looking into possible money laundering by Paul Manafort in an effort to turn Manafort against Trump and his colleagues. What do you make of all of these reports? And right now, do you have confidence that Mueller will conduct a successful investigation, a reasonable, just investigation?
Well, I really don't know what Mueller's going to do. First of all, I think the hiring that he did from an optics standpoint was just a very, very big mistake. Hiring all those Democrats who had given to Hillary Clinton over the years large sums of money, no Republicans being hired. I mean, I just don't know how you can even think about doing a job that is as politically sensitive as a special counsel is and not worry about your hiring. That doesn't mean he's not going to be fair, but it does mean from the outset he has created unnecessary friction and unnecessary concern in a country that's already just full of concern about nonsense. So I give him an F for not thinking clearly about how to hire. With regard to Manafort, Manafort has been the subject of concerns since the time he was picked by Donald Trump. He never should have accepted the appointment because of his entanglements in the Ukraine and elsewhere. However, that doesn't mean that Paul Manafort has broken the law, and there is no evidence that he has. And whatever that news report over the weekend was about trying to turn him by finding money laundering crimes to get him, I don't know who in the hell he's going to turn against. Nothing has been proved that occurred. There's been no evidence whatsoever that there was collusion of any kind, whatever the hell that means. So the bottom line is quite simple. This is nonsense personified, ongoing to the nth degree, and every aspect of this is nonsense.
Are you of the opinion that if investigators in the government want to get you on something, they can? I often hear this, especially in Washington, people talking about now that Trump's finances are supposedly being rooted through, that they're going to get him on something.
Well, the truth is, once you're appointed I was an independent counsel. I was appointed under the statute to investigate the rifling of Bill Clinton's passport files during Bush 1. I conducted a 2.5-year investigation and charged no one and exonerated everybody. I have no idea. The truth is, if you want to dig, you can find anything on anybody, if that's your interest. If that's not your interest, you should do your job and go away. Expanding Mueller's investigation into other areas is a serious mistake. And I can assure you, if they start looking into Donald Trump's business transactions in general from 10, 15, 20 years ago, one of two things is going to happen. Either Mueller's going to be fired or Trump's going to pardon everybody, stem to stern, including himself. And he would be justified in doing so. This is an utter outrage. You are watching regicide being conducted by the Democratic Party and an establishment that simply cannot stand the fact that someone who doesn't believe any of the things that they do about the mess that they have made of government over 70 years simply doesn't have the right to be there. He does not share their views.
One thing that's not getting a lot of press, or actually getting any press, is the fact that Susan Rice actually testified Friday.
Yes.
Anything come out of that? Do we know anything about what happened behind those closed doors?
I think the fact that something hasn't leaked yet shows that something did happen behind closed doors. And it wasn't helpful, or the Democrats would have leaked it. The Democrats on all these committees are nothing but fundamentally dishonest and partisan. I remember watching Mark Warner the other day. It was like watching a cartoon, his screaming about treason. I know he's not a lawyer, he is a senator, and he's supposed to know that the fundamentals of treason are in the Constitution, and none of them are met by any of the allegations that are currently out there. Susan Rice is, of course, deeply involved in the unmasking, and deeply involved, we don't know this, of the leaking of those names, which is a federal crime. But I think this story is not over. This is the real big news story of the year, is the weaponization of the intelligence process of the United States government by Obama and Rice and Rhodes and Brennan and the President of the United States, Barack Obama. That's the scandal. That's the story worth poking into. But boy, you don't see the Washington Post or the New York Times looking into that one.
And meanwhile, you've got the Robert Mueller, in back to his investigation. He's now asking for all of these documents related to the June 2016 meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya to be preserved. Now, in that case, given that this seems to be within the scope of his investigation, that seems like a reasonable step, right?
I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. That's his warrant. That's directly related to his investigation. I think the White House probably had already done that anyway. They'd done their own preservation order. I don't have any problem with that request. But if he gets beyond it and he starts getting into these financial transactions and real estate transactions 20 years ago in New York, that's the end of the ball game for me. Shut him down.
Joe, I want to ask just one quick question on Mueller. It seems like everybody, including you, I think, I'm not sure, had tremendous amount of faith in Robert Mueller's ability to be just in these investigations. Yet the president now and the White House seem to be preparing to undermine that, at least to look for the vulnerabilities and point them out in public. I mean, has your opinion of Robert Mueller changed over the course of this?
Well, first of all, I have known of Robert Mueller for more than 20 years. I've met Bob a few times. He had a reputation of being a martinet. He used to forbid women to wear boots into the Justice Department and into court. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this guy's from another era. That's true. But Bob is, in many ways, kind of a cutout figure. I think he's a decent fellow. I think he's terribly naive. I personally was never thrilled with the selection of a special counsel in general, so I don't care who they picked. They could have picked Jesus Christ, and it would have been a mistake as far as I was concerned. But the truth is, Mueller is an investigator. He's been given a bone, and now, like a dog, he's chewing on it. And I expect there to be, if he doesn't pull back and he continues to dig, again, into these financial transactions that go well beyond his warrant, there's going to be a crisis. And the president, this president doesn't care what people think about him. He believes that under Article 2 and the unitary executive theory of the Constitution,
yes,
he controls the executive. Believe me, this will not end kindly.
Well, the effect of all that will be to undermine faith in our institutions, and that is the worst possible outcome. Joe DeGeneva, thank you very much for swinging by today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.